Around the world, religious restrictions are at a record-breaking high. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, we're going to learn what it means for the Great Commission. Plus, we're going to explore how and why lives are changing in Liberia. Here's a hint. It's got something to do with the gospel. But before we get into that, the results are in. According to the latest Pew Research study, religious restrictions are at their highest level since 2007. Asian Access develops Christian leaders and helps them to overcome the restrictions studied by Pew Research. Asian Access President Joe Handley.
The Lord put the government in charge to kind of help us follow rules of order. At the same time, when they put restrictions on things that we're obligated to do spiritually, we have to find ways to work in society that maintain peace, but also pursue the gospel.
83% of the world's population lives in countries where following Jesus is a high-risk commitment. So what can you do?
If you're a follower of Christ and you're listening to the radio station today, please come help us. You can pray, you can give, and speak on behalf of the persecuted church.
We're moving next to Nigeria, which has outranked India with the highest number of people in poverty. World Mission's Greg Kelly shares what led up to this.
It's really the perfect storm from an economic standpoint. A lot of foreign investment has been highly discouraged just because of the instabilities in the areas and the security concerns. There's been kidnappings of foreign workers and all kinds of violence that's going on, and it just really discourages outside investment. So that's a big thing, and that has just pummeled the currency, which is the Naira, and it's been devalued.
What's more, the number of refugees in Nigeria have added to the economic strain as the government provides for them. All of this has led to the lack of basic necessities for the people. Worse, the national church is discouraged and unmotivated to share the gospel. Help encourage the believers in Nigeria. Pray for their boldness and faith, and pray for the nation as it recovers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Monsoon rains are falling like a curtain in Bangladesh. FMI's Bruce Allen reports that the rains are expected to last for at least another 2 weeks before momentarily halting.
The storms sometimes deliver up to 5 inches of rain per day. Now, that's not just a one-day storm. That's a season from June to September.
Now, the rains complicate daily life and even bring the threat of flooding and landslides. Without the access of tools like Facebook Live or streaming services, it's significantly more difficult for pastors to hold service and to disciple their congregations. Yet FMI partners are continuing in ministry, and they're risking their safety for the spiritual well-being of others.
The weather still responds. The clouds and the waves still know that Jesus is in charge, and we can pray about that. We can pray for the Christians, their ability to persevere and have stamina in the face of these monsoons.
And finally, Word Sower Liberia is a ministry partner of World Missionary Press that's working to share the love of Jesus in Liberia. Now, recently, they entered a community that was living under the fear of a local spiritual leader nicknamed the Devil. Helen Williams of WMP says the very fact that these Christians entered the community was a testimony itself.
By their going in, continuing to go in, with boldness, if you will, that boldness had to come from the message that they had.
And today, the man they called the Devil is actively involved with his church as a follower of Christ. So the takeaway, well, God's word is powerful. That's why World Missionary Press continues to support ministries like this.
We're going to be providing 1,000 French New Testaments for this ministry. As soon as we get them printed, they really need to get the New Testaments in. So we would ask for prayer for that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.